This is Audible.
Listening Library presents Shattering Glass by Gail Giles. Chapter 1. Simon Glass was easy to hate. I never knew exactly why. There was too much to pick from. I guess really we each hated him for a different reason, but we didn't realize it until the day we killed him. Simon was textbook geek, skin like the underside of a toad and mushy fat. His pants were too short and his zipper gaped about an inch from the top, and his Fruit of the Looms rode up over his pants and back because he tucked his shirt into his tighty-whities. He had a plastic pocket protector, no joke, crammed with about a dozen pens and a calculator. It was retro cool in our part of Texas to wear loafers or topsider boat shoes without socks, but Simon wore crepe-soled black lace-up wingtips. We were all hanging in the commons before school. Coop, as usual, was copying my English notes. Coop was our team's star linebacker, and English wasn't exactly his native tongue. 60% of Coop's vocabulary consisted of the word yo. The other 40% was divided between no way, man, and I don't know. Evolution sort of passed Coop by. The Bobster boasted of doing the wild thing with his latest girlfriend. Bob was more blow than go, and we all knew it. But the guy was fun and funny, and occasionally could hone in on something the rest of us missed. Besides, it was easier to put up with his bullshit than his blowouts. I had one ear cocked to Bobster while I read the big words to Coop. Rob leaned against the table watching the girls watch him. He was indifferent. The girls were not. Last year, Rob Haynes transferred to Beavale from out of state. Within minutes, every girl in school was tongue-hung in lust, and within days he had snatched the popularity crown off Lance Ansley's head. There hadn't been a close contender since. Looks-wise, Rob wasn't lacking, but that wasn't the whole story. He wore confidence like the rest of us wore favorite sweatshirts. Magnetism like Rob's can't be earned. When he walked into a room, there was a jolt, and all eyes turned his way. No one noticed that his nose was big and he wasn't all that tall. His blue eyes and big smile hypnotized one and all. Rob would flash his grin, and nobody with a pulse had a chance. Girls squirmed, teachers twitched, and everyone scuffled to be first in line to give Rob whatever he wanted. And Rob let them. Once I asked Bobster's girlfriend of the minute what was Rob's attraction. She got all gooey and sighed. He looks right into your eyes, and for a minute you're beautiful, the most important person in the world. Rob's girl-gazing was interrupted by a shout from Lance Ansley. Hey, Glass! Rob and I looked up to see Simon Glass bumbling his way between tables. Rob thought Lance was as useful as crotch itch. Since Ansley's vocabulary was as limited as his imagination, his habit was calling anyone in target range faggot. Rob tensed visibly every time, and I knew that one day he'd take Lance down. Glass, I want to ask you something, Lance shouted above the pack. Simon stopped, confused by Lance's attention. Surely he suspected something, but the guy was so pitifully eager. He looked around as if someone else named Glass stood behind him. He squirmed, probably about to piss his double-knit pants, happy to be hailed by one of Beavale's finest. Shambling forward like a friendly seal, he nodded at Lance. What do you need to know? Lance surveyed the herd of goat ropers nearby, the goths and tweakers hanging on the edges like ravens at a dump site, the bangers and the preps pushed in close. Testosterone surrounded Lance like swamp gas. Standing hip-shot and relaxed, he kept his face turned slightly away from Simon. Yeah, Glass. I got a question about your shirt. Simon's thick eyebrows bunched together like a caterpillar. He smoothed his shirt. What about my shirt? I'm curious. Do you tuck your shirt into your jocks so it's handy to wipe your ass, or what? A few in the Roper mob hooted. Simon gulped. Lance continued. That shirt tail was hanging there close at, hand? The laughter crossed castes now. The goths only smiled, of course, but slapped one another on the back and jeered at Simon, glad that, this time anyway, they weren't the object of ridicule. Glass's face was crimson, and he backed away from Lance in a rush to escape. Dave Eastland stuck out one foot, snagging Simon's heels. His head and shoulders went down, and his feet flew up. He crashed and burned. Coop shook his head. Ansley's an asshole, he muttered. He closed his books and left. Later, Bob said to Rob and me, and followed Coop. Simon lurched to his knees. As he put his hands on the floor and pushed himself up, his pocket protector spilled its contents. Pen and pencils tumbled away, and the calculator's AAA batteries scattered in all directions. Oh, no, Simon wailed. Two or three picked up the cue. Oh, no, they shrieked. Oh, no. The cry picked up voices and decibels as it rolled across the room. Glass crawled on hands and knees, clutching at the wayward batteries and pens. Jeff Barnett stood, a battery resting against his shoe. As Simon reached for it, Barnett kicked, sending the AAA spinning across the floor. Simon reached for a pencil, and a foot stamped down and snapped it. Simon looked up into Lance's face. Sorry, Glass, he leered. Or should I say... He pitched his voice into a squeaky falsetto. Oh, no! Simon sighed and hung his head, defeated. Lance leaned over and grabbed the exposed elastic band of Glass's underwear. He stretched it out, then released. The band snapped against Simon's crack just as the bell shrieked. As the crowd moved on, one or two of them took a swipe at Simon's pens, scattering them to the far ends of the commons. Lance picked up the calculator's plastic back and flipped it with a backhanded frisbee toss into a garbage can. Have a good day, Glass. He ambled off, grinning and strutting for his admirers in the crowded hall. Rob still leaned against the table. He watched Lance leave, then turned to watch Simon gather his nerd tools and haul up his pants. He leaned down and retrieved one of Simon's pens. He strode to Glass and handed it to him. You missed this one, he said. Simon wouldn't take the pen. Rob slid it into Glass's shirt pocket. He turned away and jerked his chin in a signal for us to leave. That was so Rob. While his magnetism alone was more than enough to ensure high school deification, he'd still go out of his way to be nice to someone who wasn't even a blip on the useful radar. The nobodies and the somebodies all liked him for it. He blew it, Rob said, smiling faintly. What do you expect out of Glass, I said. He put his hand on my shoulder. Not Glass. Lance. Chapter 2 Glass? Rob's posse thought I was dumber than duck do, but Glass fooled them, not me. Simon wasn't what anybody thought he was. Lance Ansley. Clue me in later. We're going to be late, I said. Not a big deal. Rob strolled down the hall, unhurried. It is a big deal when Mrs. Parks gives a test. You know how she is. Start the test when the bell rings or don't start it at all. We've got a sub. So what? Parks is bound to have left instructions. The last bell rang as Rob spoke. I'll handle it. We rounded the corner to the English wing and headed to the end of the corridor. You two were late. The sub was babalicious, but trying not to be. She wore her long hair pulled back and a scowl on her face. Rob stopped. Yes, ma'am. He flashed his smile and shape-shifted into his humble act. I'm really sorry. I know it's hard on a sub when you get jerks like the two of us. I resemble that remark, I muttered. We understand if you decide to write us up, Rob said. Prepared for attitude, the sub got sideswiped. She tucked the late slips in her skirt pocket. No harm done, I guess. What are your names? Rob Haynes, ma'am, and this is Young Stewart. She checked her roll sheet, then chewed her bottom lip. I see Haynes, Rob, but I don't... I interrupted. Look for Thad. She rescanned. Young? That's an unusual nickname, isn't it? Groans drifted around the room. Too many had heard the story too many times. It's a long and boring story, I began. Believe him, an honor society drone drawled from the last row. Rob cut in. Young is really Thaddeus R. Stewart IV. His great-granddad was Thad, his granddad is Junior, his dad is Trey, so... He gave her his I'm as cute as a fuzzy little duckling smile. The family kept with Roman numerals, but... Rob leaned in to whisper, didn't want to call him Little Stewart. Bad for a guy's self-image. Hence, the Young Stewart. The sub shook her head, grinning. Take your seats, please. You have a test to take. Mrs. Parks usually gives us 15 minutes to review before vocabulary tests, Rob said. Is that cool with you? The sub pulled wisps of hair toward her face. Sounds like a good idea. No problem. Rob sauntered down the aisle. I followed and eased into my seat. In 20 minutes, he had the sub off on a jag about her recommendations for college or some other bullshit, and there was no time for Mrs. Park's marathon vocab test. As we left class, Todd Carter stopped Rob. Way cool. Glad to be of service, Rob said. Parks will crap hot coals when she hears the sub didn't give the test, I said. That babe won't be subbing hair again. Not my problem, Rob said. Does an instruction manual come with being your friend? 1 minute you worry about Simon Glass's pen, and next you put a sub out of work. The sub did what I wanted. Game over. I won. And Glass? Rob grinned. That game's just beginning. I hate it when you do your mystery man bullshit. No, you don't. And I hate it when you do that, too, I said. Rob grinned. Young, about the sub? Didn't you notice the honker-sized diamond on the babe's ring finger? Do you think she wants a career of substitute teaching? All my mind could think was, duh. And if she does, she's lousy at it. Rob turned to Mia Deacon as she strolled past. Mia. New haircut? Looking good. She smiled and her fingertips strayed to her bangs. Rob morphed back to our conversation. We saved the educational system and the babe a lot of time and trouble. If she ever remembers me, she'll thank me. Even when I allowed myself a fleeting suspicion that Rob was wrong, he made so much sense that I had to follow his lead. We all followed. He made it easy. Later, Rob and I pushed our orange plastic trays along the aluminum rails of the lunch line. Coop trailed behind. What is this stuff? Rob groaned. Hamster litter. Used hamster litter, I added. I think it's salad, Coop said. I'll eat it if you don't want it.
You'd eat the trays, Coop.
I picked up the jello.
Solid as a rock. I think they fill holes in the parking lot with this stuff.
What's the main dish? Rob asked the square-bodied cafeteria worker.
Lasagna. She gave Rob a don't-start-with-me look.
What's in it? I asked.
Wet paper towels, Alpo, and melted vinyl, Rob answered.
Yours has an added attraction, Big Block Body said, slapping a chunk of lasagna on Rob's plate.
I spit on it.
She didn't smile.
Here, Coop, Rob said. It's yours.
What are you going to eat? Coop asked.
Rob waggled his eyebrows at the disgruntled woman.
My words.
Good choice, she shot back.
There's one that's not hot for you, I said.
Gotta be blind, he said.
We moved down the line and grabbed our desserts.
What did you mean this morning when you said Lance had messed up? I asked.
Dork baiting is amateur hour.
What's the challenge, making glass look stupid?
Lance didn't prove anything except he's desperate for attention.
I guess, but that's not real power.
True power would be making the sheep like Simon.
He paused and then grinned like he had just tasted something surprisingly good.
Want to test it?
Make glass Joe popular.
Yeah, right.
Rob smiled, twining his way through a few tables.
Jen, save me a seat next to you during eco, will you?
Amos, how's your knee? You gonna be able to play Friday?
He knew names. He knew what mattered to each person he met.
He scanned the cafeteria.
In the corner sat Simon Glass, alone at a table for 10, hunched over a brown paper sack, eating what looked like a bologna sandwich.
Watch and learn, good buddy.
Rob cruised straight for Simon.
Hey, Glass.
Mind company?
Simon looked up, hunched further, and pulled his milk carton closer to his chest. No doubt he was full up on friendliness from the hot shots today.
I stood hesitating next to Rob.
Coop rolled up behind me.
Relax, Glass, Rob whispered. Sit up straight, smile, and invite me to sit down.
Simon bolted upright.
Sure, have a seat.
As he spoke, half-chewed bread wads hung off his bottom lip.
Thanks, man.
Rob gestured for us to sit.
Save a place for Bobster. He's still in line.
He sat next to Simon.
Rob couldn't have attracted more attention if he had set off firecrackers and danced naked on the tabletop. The place got almost quiet.
I sat across the table.
Coop looked confused as usual, but just dug into his lasagna.
This ain't bad, he announced.
She didn't really spit on it.
We rely on Coop, Rob told Simon, smiling. He's our taste tester. If his pupils don't dilate, we know he's not poisoned.
Simon eyed Rob, then looked long and hard at me, then at the oblivious Coop.
Glass, I think Lance was a real shit this morning, Rob said.
Simon looked up, anticipating the sucker punch.
No shit.
You were man enough to ignore him, like he was crap on your shoes.
Simon blinked.
Young said the same thing, didn't you, Young?
Here I was being dragged into another Rob program.
I'd noticed Ronna Perry watching.
Yeah.
I cleared my throat and shot Rob a look of disgust.
I thought you made him look like a jackass.
Of course, that's not such a stretch for Lance.
Simon took a bite of his sandwich.
I was wrong. PBJ.
Young, you gonna eat your cake?
Coop was well into his feeding frenzy.
I handed it over. What do you want, Rob?
Simon's voice was a wheeze. Rob smiled and gave Simon the once-over. There's more to Simon Glass than we know, isn't there? Simon lifted his chin. His bland face showed glimmers of defiance.
Maybe.
That's good. It'll be easier.
What are you guys talking about? Coop asked, reaching for my milk. I batted his hand away.
Rob laughed and shoved his milk to Coop. Looking up, he waved.
Bobster, over here.
Bobster nodded and started toward us. Catching sight of Simon Glass, he hesitated in mid-stride. Rob waved again. Bobster shook his head, but continued. His foot hooked the chair rung to pull it out.